According to the Constitution, he is not the president. He is an imposter. But the National Guard is behind on paying enlisted bonuses for about 13,000 troops, including about 4,000 members of the service that have left the service without receiving their bonuses, which were as high as $20,000 that they were promised when they enlisted. This is going to be a disaster. The recruitment levels are almost non-existent. The 2023 recruitment goals failed. Only 76,000 soldiers are available for individual ready reserve. The United States of America is in a position where Congress is going to have to once again resurrect the conscription laws of the 1970s, 60s, and 70s, because America is going to need soldiers in the coming battles, for the coming battles. I know that it is distressing to even think that way, but as we see what's happening in the Middle East, our focus was on Ukraine for 2 years. Now the focus is on the Middle East. The not President Biden, the imposter, who is never in the Oval Office. He's never in the Oval Office. He doesn't go to the Oval Office. Everywhere but the Oval Office. And then when he's up and about, it's generally just for a few hours here or there, and then it's back to take a nap. But he stated, there comes a time, maybe every 6 to 8 generations, where the world changes in a very short time. Well, there was a change after World War II, and it didn't take six or eight generations. It took about 20 years. What's going to happen in the next 6 to 8 years is going to change the whole world. Christ said, in the decade before he comes, through his prophets in the Old Testament, through what he spoke in the New Testament, his writing, his sayings, and the sayings of the apostles, in the decade before he returns, it will be the most trying time ever in mankind's history. And he likened the time as we go into the decade and near his coming, get nearer to the time in which he will return, things will get harsher, harder, more intense, to the point where he said if he didn't shorten the days of the hardships, no flesh would be saved. From where we sit to where we're going, it's only going to the world, there's going to be more conflict, more violence, increased wars, hardships like the world has never seen, famines, diseases, plagues. The animals are not going to fear mankind. So he's talking 6 to 8 generations. Christ said it would be a decade. And in that final decade, before he once again returns, as he ascended, he will return. He will descend. But this time he will descend with armies to meet the God-haters in the battle, the end battle in Armageddon. And now people in the world are beginning to realize what is happening in the Middle East is leading to Armageddon. There's no getting around it. Now, there was a bill that just passed $14.3 billion for Israel. Zero money for Ukraine. And boy, are people in a huff. Especially the ones who profit. Because you see, the military-industrial complex, it's cutting into their profits. With every bill that passes that directs money to a war zone, all of them, all of the weapon industry, they get wealthy. How much is enough? Just a little more. They take the same philosophy as John D. Rockefeller when asked, "You're so wealthy, how much is enough? Just a little more." That's what these families are all about. Just a little more. Now, we're going to go to a break in just a few minutes. But I'm going to lay some groundwork out. Now, the United States, Russia, China, most of the European nations, the governments of the world, the United Nations, the World Relief, these agencies that bring relief, like the Red Cross, humanitarian aid, everyone except for the people of the world, everyone has now accepting the fact that Israel is not going to stop the campaign in Gaza. And we'll finish the thought. Podcasts for the program, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's be back, continue in just a few minutes.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Okay, so out of the hill, there was an article, and I'm going to continue where I left off. I won't forget, but I just wanted to finish my thought on this matter of the draft. This is out of the hill.com. Bring back the draft. A divisive home front battle will loom over any major war. And in the article, they kind of present the history of what happened in years gone by. January 27th, 1973, most American men aged 19 to 25 were able to celebrate President Nixon's abolition of the draft. Jimmy Carter later reinstated draft registration. American men have escaped mandatory military service for two generations because millions of their patriot brothers and sisters were willing to serve voluntarily. That's not the case today. Back then, they served voluntarily. Not today. And the two 9/11 related wars took a toll on recruitment. One factor is a decline in patriotism. And a Gallup poll back then found that only 18% of 18 to 34 year olds say they were extremely proud to be American. Late August, a 10-page bombshell article, Call to Action, Lessons from Ukraine and Future for the Future Force. The essay explained why the 1970s concept of an all-volunteer force has outlived its shelf life, does not align with the current operating environment. The U.S. Army is facing a dire combination of a recruiting shortfall and shrinking individual ready reserve. The ready reserve rate, which stood at 700,000 in 73, stands at 76,000 presently. The technological revolution described below suggests the force has reached obsolescence. Large-scale combat operations, troop requirements may well require a reconceptualization of the 1970s and 80s volunteer force. Additional transitional, ethical, constitutional concerns, it's hard to imagine how the hell or how well the hell no, we won't go of the 60s would catch on in the modern era of social media. These young people today, the millennials, are definitely, that's my own thought and observation, they absolutely are not going to encourage or agree with any type of a draft. So anyhow, I'm just saying that American families are going to have to, should prepare psychologically for a return to the draft. America's going to need armed personnel, or personnel armed or otherwise. Now, going back to Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, in Israel, in the last 36 hours, there are many Palestinians that still work in Israel. They come out of the Gaza, they go to work, they go back to the Gaza. They were just expelled. In other words, they are no longer allowed to go to work in Israel. That they're not allowed. They are out of a job. And all peoples from Gaza are expelled from Israel. Israel expels Gazan workers back to war-torn enclave. Dozens of Palestinian workers in Israel returned to besiege Gaza on Friday, today following an Israeli government decision to expel Gazan laborers from the country. Israel is going to protect itself. Many of these Gazans that are working in Israel, you have to understand, they are Muslim. They're loyal to Islam. You can't take it out of them. It would be like the pagans that go to Burning Man here in this country are loyal to that type of philosophy, to that thought. Republicans are loyal to what the Republican political party is. Same with Democrats. These people are loyal to Islam. They may not practice Islam. They may not be as strict as the terrorists, but nevertheless, they are affected. So this just took place today. Also, I want to present this correctly. President or non-president, imposter president Joe Biden has called for a multiple pause. In other words, we'll stop one day and then Israel can resume operations and then we'll call another pause on another day so that the hostages can be released. So it's a pause, go, pause, go, pause, go, stop and go a type of a request from Biden. But Benjamin Netanyahu has said no. Israel has momentum, and this momentum in this war has the attention of the United States, the European military command, Russia, China, all of the Arab nations, basically the nations of the world, the Red Cross, these humanitarian organizations, the World Health Organization is involved. Well, what they're not telling you, and this is something that is very disturbing to Hamas, they're not telling you that everyone, all the nations and everyone that I just mentioned, they are fully aware of the fact that the Hamas resistance or terrorist groups in Gaza, it is over. There will be no victory for them. They are finished. This is the fact. They are completely, basically, finished in this campaign. There are going to be skirmishes. They're going to fight, you know, for the sake of Allah. But everyone has recognized that Gaza is a lost cause. Hamas realizes it. Hezbollah and all of the other Islamic terrorist factions, they don't want to accept the fact that Israel has already won the war. Israel, every day, the campaign is effective. The Palestinian people, the fact is, they are going to be relocated to other areas of the region or the world. It is a fact. It is already being accepted. This administration is not telling the American people that there's nothing they can do. Israel is not going to allow the United States to interfere with the campaign. We are not going to have advisors in Israel other than limited, very limited, like to help find tunnels using drones, sophisticated technology. That will be it. The Hamas terrorists, the army, they have lost this battle. They have lost Gaza. They're fighting now just for the sake of trying to save face. They have lost the war. Now, what has happened is because of the Hamas taking this approach of going into Israel, southern Israel, and attacking on the 7th of October, They have scuttled the plans for a Palestinian state. Everybody knows it now. Everybody's accepted it. A two-state solution, the concept, is history. It's like last week, there's nothing you can do to recover last week. It's gone. It's over. It is past. You can't go back. The Palestinian two-state plan is history forever. They're also, Hamas now, it is not being reported, but they are responsible for the exodus that is taking place right now. This attack brought about this exodus of millions of Gazans. They're going to be relocated. They're going to be forced to relocate. There are countries who right now are trying to decide whether or not they want these people in their countries. The European countries right now, France is basically saying, not basically, France has stated they will no longer abide by the laws of the EU, laws that were put in place to force EU nations into keeping the immigrants in place, and a law that would basically say no EU nation will send back immigrants to the nations from which they came. I'm trying to think of the word. France has decided, no, we're going to expel. We're going to send these people that are not helping our society. Young men who are violent, older men who are violent. They have come from Arab nations. France has stated, we're sending them back. England is, you might say, pointing the finger at France. Fact is, England wants to send them back as well. So does Germany. So does Switzerland. Any nation in the EU where these immigrants that have come in that are not contributing to the society, they want to expel them. They want to unfriend them and send them back. But this is verboten to speak about. And they don't want to, and Sweden, this nation, they brought out the army to halt the violence. And they are shipping these people out of the country. It has ruined Sweden. Sweden was one of the top 10 nations that had the least violence. Now it's almost at the top as far as the violence and theft, unsafe. So Hamas is responsible for the exodus. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Hezbollah, the other groups to the north, they realize Pandora's box has been opened. Hamas opened Pandora's box. What has happened, the genie in the bottle cannot be put back in the bottle. It's too late. Then what else is Hamas responsible for? There are other things because of their actions. There are equal and opposite reactions. And the reaction, no two-state solution, and relocation of millions of people to surrounding areas. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
all right. So, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Hamas is responsible for the death and suffering of women and children, for others in the Gaza Strip. They're responsible for the destruction of billions of dollars worth of infrastructure, buildings, etc. They're responsible for the death of thousands of lives of women and children on both sides of the conflict. And the press and the governments of the world won't address what this act of violence accomplished, but what the act of violence set in motion. You cannot reverse what has taken place. It's impossible. They've also triggered a war that they cannot win. They didn't think about it. They acted without thinking. They thought they were sure. They were of the opinion. They were confident that they were going to be able to get away with their actions, expecting they had enough artillery, munitions, rockets, manpower, rifles. They figured they would have public support, which they are through the Hamas News Network. They are feeding their affiliate networks, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. I go over this all the time. TASS News out of Russia, Sputnik News out of Russia, RT News, all the Chinese news agencies, including TikTok. Then you have the European, British especially, BBC. All of the Hamas news network affiliates. They figured they would win the war of public opinion. Well, they have set things in motion, and the whole world is now picking sides. But the fact is, they cannot rebottle what they let out of the bottle. They can't do it. They have lost this battle. The other terrorist groups are not, so they decide to come and assist Hamas, which they have tried. It's not going to make a difference. It's going to make no difference in Gaza. That area is lost. That area is now the property of Israel. There's nothing they can do to change it. It's too late. The United States, this administration, this government, this military are totally aware of the fact that Israel in this campaign has been successful, has been thorough. Few casualties, very few casualties. The plans and the operations of the Israeli IDF have been it's going to be a studied strategy for the American military. American military is learning lessons. Russia is learning lessons. They expected Israel to bomb heavily and then just move in with troops and suffer heavy casualties. Israel didn't do that. Israel has taken a wise approach. They take an inch at a time. They don't try to eat the whole thing at once. One block at a time. One building at a time. One compound at a time. One enemy soldier at a time. And because they've been so successful, they're not going to discontinue this operation. America can't stop them. They won't be persuaded by the United States this time. They won't be persuaded by the UN, the nations of the UN, no matter what the nations, no matter what the press, no matter what public opinion, it's irrelevant. Israel is going to continue this operation until they have everything from north to south to the Egyptian border and from the east all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. And right now, America knows it. Russia knows it. Russia said that they would send troops in to assist Hamas. They know better. Russia sends troops into Gaza. Those troops will die on that land. And besides, God has another plan for Russia. Right across to the east of Israel, across to the east of the Jordan River. So, all these nations, they know that Hamas is doomed. Doomed. I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me, but I've been for the last 3 weeks talking about the prophecies in the Bible, and now you have Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the prophets of Israel in the Old Testament, and the prophecies that he's talking about. The world is laughing at him. The world is very frightened. But Israel's teachers, they see this war in the Bible. I see it, and I've been talking about it for years. Psalm 83, a war of all the surrounding nations, the terrorist groups, and the terrorists within Israel, three locations, Gaza, West Bank, and to the east of Jerusalem, Israel's going to be victorious. And then, after that, Russia, Iran, Turkey, nations from the old Soviet bloc, Libya from North Africa, Ethiopia from North Africa, they're coming. And that's a second operation against Israel that is not going to, they're not going to succeed. It's very clear in the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia doesn't want to have to come to the Middle East. Russia doesn't want to. Russia's forced to. God says, I'm going to drag you. You're going to resist and you're going to fight. Russia, you're going to do everything within your power to avoid conflict in the Middle East in the present day area of Jordan. You're going to fight it. You're going to resist it. So I'm going to have to put a hooks in many hooks, reasons for you to come, and I will drag you. I'm going to drag you down with all these other armies, like dragging a cow out of a pen. I'm going to drag you down, and I'm going to destroy you in present-day Jordan. So what's the United States going to do? Nothing. The U.S. is going to sit and watch. The nations are going to sit and watch this campaign. It's a brilliant strategy. Israel is right now totally aware of the fact that they are going to win this battle. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Representative near you and discuss your options today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm trying to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
So this is what is happening in Israel. Israel it'll take a little while, but not that long. The momentum Israel has is disturbing to Hamas to the north, and Hamas to the north is going to up their operations, increase their attacks. The Syrians out of Syria are going to also begin to increase their attacks, bombings. I have told you in the last 3 weeks that Jordan, King Hussein II of Jordan, is doing everything possible to avoid this war. He doesn't want to be involved. Jordan right now is sitting in a good position. They don't want conflict. But Jordan is going to eventually be forced by Syria to join the operation and the campaign against Israel. And it's going to be the doom of King Abdullah II and his nation, his army, and the terrorist groups in present-day Jordan, from Amman, Jordan, all the way to Aqaba. They are going to be defeated by Israel. Israel has momentum that is going to carry not only in Gaza, that momentum is going to swing north into Lebanon, into Syria, and right down the eastern border all the way to the Gulf of Aqaba. And Israel is going to be victorious. Then, in the West Bank, there's going to be continued, even more conflict in the West Bank. And Israel is going to be go in and remove the resistance, those that are a threat to the nation and to the Jewish people. They're going to be dealt with also. And then, when this is over, Israel is going to have a little, I believe, breathing room, possibly, before Russia and Iran and other nations come from the north, Ethiopia and Libya from the south. Libya and Ethiopia are vassal states of Russia. And whatever Russia, Vladimir Putin, will ask them to do, they will probably do willingly. Now, Putin, I hate to say, he has been put in by God to make Russia great. Russia must be great, is great, for one reason: to attack Israel with other nations. For that reason, Russia is great. Secondly, Russia is great because Russia was to form a partnership with China to bring into existence, in power, a multipolar world bloc, a group of nations that would work together in a cohesive manner, in a powerful manner, which would threaten the United States of America and destroy American hegemony. They have done it. They have done it. It has been accomplished. The United States will never, ever have the opportunity to rule the world again. America's global dominance is over. The only thing left for the United States is to destroy the nations that resist America's global hegemony and Luciferian Illuminati plan, which will eventually end up in Jerusalem. But in America, what has been those who have been threatened, it's not the American government. American government is just like the vehicle. It's who controls the vehicle. It is the oligarchs of this country. There was an article in 2014 by two professors at Princeton University, Professor Martin Gillens and of Northwestern University, Professor Benjamin Page. They wrote an article, study: the United States is an oligarchy, not a democracy. This is why America is involved, because the oligarchs of this nation realize that they have lost their control of the world. And they are doing everything possible through Pilgrim Society in Europe, Pilgrim Society in New York City. These are the families on both sides of the ocean that have ruled Europe and America and have ruled the West and have controlled the world. They're not being threatened. They are being replaced. This is why America is going to become like a German shepherd that is chained to a peg out in the back lawn. America is going to be the most violent nation ever in the history of the world, a beast nation. And it's because these oligarchs, these ruling families, their power has been threatened. Their dominance is now ended. They are being replaced by nations of the world that are tired of being controlled by these people. So, we are not a democracy. We are actually vassals, people who are controlled by oligarchs. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, well, we're going to finish up with this last segment. We'll be done for the day. America is ruled by oligarchs. Now, the research that these two professors did, they conclude this way. Multivariate analysis indicates that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while average citizens and mass-based interest groups have little or no independent influence. So in other words, you think you may have influence, but you really don't. You really think that when you vote, you have influence, but you don't. You think that maybe you want to protest, scream, jump and shout and it's going to change things? Generally, no. Prayer will change things. That's what changes things, prayer. When people beseech the God of heaven and ask for his help, that does change things. But you cannot change prophecy. Even our prayers cannot change prophecy. We have to pray in line with prophecy. If it says that Israel is going to be victorious in these battles and is going to win these battles, and the outcome is going to be Israel, according to the Bible, is going to now control and own and live in Gaza, then we have to stay, we have to pray in accordance with what God's word says. God's word says that Israel is going to destroy the terrorists in the Gaza Strip. And the people, it says in the Bible, that the people in Gaza are going to relocate. God is going to protect the women and the children and the innocent people. The soldiers are going to die on the battlefield. The leaders will die in the battlefield. They will die in tunnels, and the roof of those tunnels will collapse on them, and they will not bury their bodies. This is what the Bible says. The people that rule this country are desperate because they are being replaced, and they are going to send the army of this nation into the Middle East, because if they can win the battles in the Middle East, they feel that they will once again return to the power that they have had and be able to once again be the dominant nation to rule the world. They will not ever get to that point. It's too late. They will bomb the nations. They will set up these Illuminati families, these Luciferian families, these occult families, these people that are in skull and bones and Freemasonry and all of the occult societies. They will set up their kingdom, coming to replace Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, which they will not do. They'll be in Jerusalem, and Christ will destroy them when he returns. He won't have to go too far. He won't have to go to London or New York to pick them up. They're right there in Jerusalem. So for today, we're finished. For the week, we're finished. May the God of peace and the Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. May he be your peace tonight and through the weekend. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I will listen to me then. I will be back to visit with you on Monday, 2 o'clock. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.